Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buzzing? We bite, bitches! Going on, people. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp on November 2nd, 2023. It's been a minute. It's been a long time. It's been a long couple months for Beach Bum Gun, man. It's been, well, two long months. Two long months for Beach Bum Gun. Been in and out of town. Been running around crazy. Handling family stuff. Kid stuff, wife stuff, friend stuff, and, you know, we just couldn't get the show. We was out of town. We was out of Arizona. We saw Dion and them up close. It's been a eventful couple months, man. Not some of the best things. Some things were pretty rough to handle, but, you know, we bike, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we do. We're going to do some catching up. You know, we're going to, you know, figure it out. No real plan tonight. Look, I started to bail on y'all tonight again, too, because I'm tired. Got to go out to Lynchburg tomorrow. I can't believe Virginia still has a place called Lynchburg. But, got to drive up to Lynchburg tomorrow, so still running in and out of town. But we bike, man. We're going to have a fun show tonight. We're going to have some laughs. We got to play catch-up. There's a lot of things, man. The Jews were under attack, and now they're attacking. So I guess we got to talk about that. Been a lot of football. My Eagles took a tough loss, and now we're the best team in the NFL. My Phillies were on top of the world. Now they're terrible. We had James Harden. Now he in L.A. It's been a lot, man. It's been a lot. San Francisco, the Niners were the best team in the world. Then they started losing crazy. So it's been a long couple weeks since we've been on the show. So we're not going to stay too long on too many topics. But, I mean, we're going to catch up and see where it leads us. I got the one and only, the lovely, the pretty, my baby mama, until I find another baby mama, DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing?
I still be a baby mama, even if you find another baby mama.
I ain't find no other baby mama.
Okay, good evening.
You better talk too much. You know we got to be ignorant. It's been a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
But I love the bitches.
Did
you say hi? All right. Yeah, there you go. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome back to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, you know me, Dustin Holly Faber. Pleasure to be here. I know you was being lazy the past couple of weeks. I ain't want to come to work, but, you know, we support you.
You took off at one of those weeks with me. You was with me in New Jersey.
I ain't got nothing to do with it, though. I was down the pod. I wasn't drunk, so I was good.
He was ready to do. You be ready to do the pod as we buried a family member. That's what you wanted to do. He's going to hop on the pod. We was all going to cry together, yeah.
I mean, we could have played the end of the road. I mean, sometimes you got, like they used to say, you got to tweet through it. Sometimes you got to pod through it.
I feel you. I feel you. Well, glad to have you back. Good seeing you. We'll get to that in a minute. Got my cousin Jack on the line. Jack, you ain't called me back. Where you been at?
Hey, it's been a lot. A lot of annoying occurrences in the past since I've talked to you.
Jack's had a fun-filled weekend. But, yeah, we'll catch up off. We'll put your personal business out there, unless you want to share it. You know, it's up to you. It's the offer. Don't nobody know you but me, so.
Yeah. So this, I got into an accident. I'm not at fault, and I'm okay, so that's great. But it was crazy because as soon as the accident happened, this old guy gets out, and he pops his trunk, and he asks me to get his walker. And he's talking about he has cancer. So he's at fault 100%, and I want to be mad. But this guy got cancer, so I gotta feel sorry for him. It was annoying.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a nice car. I guess you would have said, yo, if you can walk your ass to the trunk, like, you don't need a walker. I feel like he shouldn't have the walker in the trunk, because if he needs a walker, it should be right next to him in the car. I feel like he set
right.
you up. Yeah. But look, old people, we could have a discussion about old people and driving. Are y'all parents at that age? Well, Jack, I know yours not. But, you know, I guess we could say maybe your grandma, but I know she'd be listening. I don't want to get you in trouble. But, like, are y'all or any of y'all parents or grandparents at the age where they still driving but they shouldn't be? And I only bring that up because my grandmother, well, my fake grandmother, and I only say that because she told me I wasn't her real grandson before she died. God rest her soul. I got in a car with her. She was like, she said, hey, baby, come with me down to the store. I need you to grab a chair for me. I said, all right, cool. So got in the car. I said, Mama, I'll drive. She said, no, I'm good. Baby is down the street. You know what I said? I said, you know what? Fuck it, Mama, you got it. Man, yo, we probably drove a mile. It was the scariest drive of my life, yo. I said, yo, she shouldn't be driving. She shouldn't be driving. I told her, my dad at the time, well, he's still my dad. He never disowned me like the rest of the family. But my dad, I told him, hey, get your mother to stop driving. I told his brother, get your mama to stop driving. We drove a mile. I thought she was going to die that day. Now, thankfully, she lasted another 3 years. But that I thought it was over that day. It was bad, yo. And I thought it was going to be over for me, too, yo. Y'all got any family members that still driving that should be driving?
My pops be saying he gonna drive. I mean, he going through his mental troubles, so some days he'll admit that he shouldn't be driving, and then other days he'll be like, yo, I'm gonna go buy a car. It's like, pops, you know you can't drive. Who said I can't drive? You know you can't drive. Who gonna stop me from driving? And that's the back and forth. Luckily, he doesn't have access to a vehicle anymore, or he would be driving, and the man be pointing right, saying, make a left, driving us around a circle, or giving directions to drive in a circle. So glad that he accepted, at least for a short while, that he shouldn't be driving. You know, every once in a while, he get that urge, and he think he about to go get behind the wheel, but it ain't happening.
Yeah. What about you, Jack?
No, I think my grandma, she's a very, I don't know, she doesn't take risks, so she doesn't drive unless she feels safe and comfortable. Even when it rains too much, she'll pull over to the side and just give up. So I think everybody's pretty good right now.
Okay.
Why did you say she give up?
Like, she just gave up on life. It's right, and I just gave up on life, yo. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. I'm 40 something years old and I got bad eyes, yo. It start when it gets you like I be feeling like the reflections of, I feel like the lights on cars are too good, yo. They be mad bright, yo. That's how I know I'm getting old. Cause driving at night, like the lights just be bothering me. DJ C Siren, you got anybody in your family you don't want driving no more?
My dad.
Yo, DJ C Siren pop be wilding, yo. Like, it's funny because he don't, like, when I get in a car with him, we out there in Kentucky, I don't know if it's just because it's a lot of space. He don't drive bad, right? Like, it don't ever seem bad. But every now and then we'll get the stories that he just ran over something or just hit something or, like, what did he do? Like, he tried to, well, see, he be doing shit. Like, he don't just be driving. He be trying to haul shit. So when you old and trying to haul something.
Everything. So he's always got a trailer. He's trying to hitch on the back of a truck, and it's not attached right, and something goes wrong, and it dovetails, and it hits the side of the truck. He's done it twice. Concerning.
He ran. What do you? He ran over something with the lawnmower.
He hit a deer, I think.
Well, deer out there, I ain't blame that on him. Y'all got just wildlife everywhere out there. It's the loudest place at night I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. That's a little question. Mom, not so much, but Dad.
Yeah, DJ C-Sire Pop be wild. Yeah. We got my man New York in the building. New York, welcome to the off-ramp. How you holding up?
Man, I'm good. I can't complain. I'm just like you. I'm out here driving at night right now. Can't see a thing. All the lights is blinding me, both ways, like behind me, in front of me. Like I can't see what I'm doing. Look, I'm honking a horn because somebody's trying to cut me off right now. Like, man, it's crazy out here. It's really crazy out here. But man, yeah, I don't know anybody in my family that I wouldn't say I wouldn't have them drive again. But like. Yeah. Just driving at night is enough for me. Like, I should be in my, I should take my ass home. Like, I should be in the house.
Yo, it's bad when you get to that age. Like, yo, I should just go home. Well, while we got New York on, since he's driving, let's get his topic out the way. So, Sexy Red dropped the sex tape, and now she's pregnant. What you think, yo? Is this a rollout?
Man, it's kind of crazy. I was rooting for her. I hope that she didn't get pregnant at the height of her career, but that happened. I mean, kind of mad about it because she had all the gas behind her. She had everybody behind her doing her thing or whatever. But I mean, look, I can't be mad at it. I can't be mad at it. Sex tape kind of trash. I ain't gonna hold you. I seen it on Twitter. Sex tape kind of trash, but like, you know what I mean, I hope the album is good. I hope the album is better. And the way she be dropping music, you know what I mean, it'd be catchy. I think she gonna have one. She gonna have one of the ones.
Yeah, it's funny that you said, yeah, I hate the fact it happened at the height of her career. You talk about her having a child. But yeah. I'm just happy that she's got so much success and popularity and she's not cute. Like, I'm glad when, like, ugly girls win. Because I don't want it to be about the looks. I want it to be about the talent. And she seems, now she don't make music for me. It seems like just raunchy club music. But, like, I'm happy the fact that, you know, she's got a market and it seems like they're going to market her well and... And she's successful, and she's like she doesn't have to be the cutest girl in the world.
I like she doesn't take it too serious. Like when they were saying she looked like Young Thug, and she was like, "No, I don't look like Young Thug." And then she put a picture of both of them together. Then she said, "She's like, you know what? I do look like Young Thug, yo." She was like, "Yo, actually, I do." And that just goes to show like she's not taking herself too seriously. You know what I'm saying? And having fun and while she's entertaining. So, I mean, that's kind of a breath of fresh air.
Go ahead, Blur.
Why you gotta say she ain't cute, man? Why you gotta say she an ugly girl? Like, that ain't cool. She looked like,
I don't think she would think that I was cute. I mean, it's okay. We all got our tastes. I don't think she's attractive.
I think she's a very attractive young girl, man. Sexy red.
You think she's very attractive?
She's not the traditional look.
You said
yes,
very attractive.
Yeah. And I think
that means like
I was just looking at a picture of her today. I was just looking at a picture of her today, and for some reason, I don't even remember where I was looking at it, but it was like a close-up on her. And I was like, yo, you know what? If you take off the face tat and you take out the lip piercings and everything, I don't really find that attractive. I was like, yo, she's a cute chick.
No, very attractive and a cute chick are two totally different realms in the scale. Okay, let's just make it easier. What you giving her out of 10? I say a 2.
That's disrespectful. Why she got to be a 2?
I mean, I would only give Rihanna an 8.
Yeah, if you put, now see, this is the thing I was saying. So you got to take the tattoo and the piercing into consideration because that's her style.
No, yo, that's what she looked like. That's what's on her face, yo. What what she looks like now, what you giving her out of 10? I didn't think
calling her...
Go ahead.
I just didn't like the way you called her ugly, man. That wasn't even necessary. Your whole take was, you know what? It's good that she's winning because it's about time ugly girls start winning. Like that's basically what you said. She must
be
good,
you know,
because she's ugly. So you know she ain't winning because of her looks.
Yeah, I wanted to be about the talent, you know. But go ahead. Who is that? New York try to jump in or Jack? Oh, I thought one of y'all was trying to jump in. All right, don't worry about it.
So, but the girl is talented.
I mean,
she's got.
I want a number.
She's
yeah.
got skills yeah, a little bit.
Absolutely.
I would give her just on looks alone.
See, you ready to give her a 4?
Now, no, because look,
I'm gonna tell you.
No, because I'm gonna say like she's natural, right? I mean, so I'm gonna go just off her face alone. I'm not gonna talk about her body. I'm not going to talk about her body.
No, what you
for
give
face
her out
alone,
of 10?
I give her a 6.
No, she, wow.
I give her a 6.
I mean, that's still a 6.
Because I think if she was to just take the lip piercing out and if she was to put some makeup on to cover up the tattoos, it's a beautiful young lady. Now, again, she's natural. And so I'm giving her a 6 based off of potential.
DJ, she's signed. What you ranking her?
I'm not ranking the woman. I'm going to be a feminist on there.
You going to be a feminist? You think she's beautiful? You think all women are beautiful? I'll show you some ugly women. You know, even God cursed the pigs, according to the Muslims.
I mean, they did the same thing with shrimp. I mean, come on.
Shout out to the Jews, lox and bagels.
That's
so not all God's creatures are beautiful. All right, kill cockroaches. New York, what you giving Sexy Red out of 10?
Hey, look, I'm siding with DJ C. Sovereign on this one. I ain't going to be ranking no woman, but, like, you know what I mean? Look, Sexy Red is very attractive in my eyes, very attractive with makeup, without makeup, the style, you know what I mean, the tattoos, lip piercings. I love all that. I love all that.
Look, I ain't mad at y'all. Look, I'm not saying that y'all are wrong. She's not attractive to me, but it seems like a lot of people love her. She got pregnant. Somebody thinks she's beautiful. Jack, what you ranking Sexy Red?
I'm going to give her a smooth 4. And it would be a 2, but she confident with it. She real confident, so I got to... You double that because she wear it right.
See, now we're talking a different thing. If you're telling me her entire package just from seeing, you know, what I see on TV, I don't really know her. What DJ C. Sire, like personality goes with me a long way. No disrespect to DJ C. Sire, But I would chalk up her good looks and date her for a while because she seems like she loves life. She's funny. She's got a great sense of humor. I wouldn't mind dating an ugly girl if I'm going to enjoy spending time with her. I would love to be her friend. I would talk to her all the time. She seems like a great human being. And I hope the best for her. But, okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's our sexy red. That's our New York section. I am
glad she is getting her pregnancy, like, out the way. I know this ain't, like, ideal. It is weird that that's something that women have to think about and plan around and, you know, worry about. When do they start a family or when they grow their family, because it is going to interrupt their career for a little bit. I think we see it more and more that that's not that big of a deal. Not say not that big of a deal, but, like, it don't really affect as much. Like, we saw Rihanna have the baby or babies. Did she have her second one? Like, she had a baby. Like, we saw that whole process and didn't really miss a step. Again, she's not doing too much. Who else? I'm trying to think who else, famous woman who, oh, the Kardashian chick. They've had baby. They really, Beyonce. But again, Beyonce don't really put out, I mean, I guess she works. I guess I'm trying to think of someone who we see regularly, like.
But Beyonce,
we don't really see that much out of her. Oh yeah, I mean, we ain't heard no music from her, no work from her. Beyonce works, but we don't really see her regularly. I think she could do it. I think at least in my opinion, it looks like having a baby ain't really disrupting careers as much as I guess it used to back in the day. She had a show out here in St. Louis. And I like how she did it. Like, she had all other females, like, doing the dancing and the twerking and the busting it open and everything. I mean, she had skimpy outfit on and everything, showing off the baby bump, but I think she could keep that going. She could still tour or do whatever she's doing to keep her career going. And the women and the chicks and the young girls like her. Like, they were happy to go out there and do the dance, and she brought out the strippers and everything, and they was doing all the twerking. I think she could keep this going and not miss a beat.
I hope so. I mean, she ain't as popular as some of those other artists, so I don't know how much she got. You know, Rihanna got pregnant. She ain't have to do nothing. Beyonce got pregnant. She ain't have to do nothing. They had enough money not to have to do anything. I don't know how popular Sexy Red is to know she's got that type of money or not. She's just not my demographic. I don't know if she's one of them hot for the moment young ladies or if she's one of those talents where, you know, she's going to have a long career. So, you know, but shout out to her and the baby, man. Hopefully the baby is a good-looking baby and, you know. I'm joking.
Yo, it has been a lot of, like, I know the girls have been running hip-hop for a little bit now, but it seems like there's a lot of, like, I forgot, like, Glorilla came out, Sukiana, that made me think, like, the Lottos and the Ice Spices, they kind of, like, a class above, not like a class, but like, they're the seniors of the young girls, and we already got a whole new crop of young girls beneath them. Like, it's moving fast, man. They, imagine Spice being the big homie to somebody. Like, we basically there pretty soon, because she's about to be, like, she's got her Dunkin' Donuts commercials and everything. Is doing the city girls are the big homies. That's crazy.
Are they? How many albums these girls got? Like, Cheryl, DJ C-Sire just hit me in my head because I said that's why rap sucks. But that's hyperbole. It's not for me. So, you know, that's just my joking about it. You know, I'm sure there's millions of girls out there that love it. But, like, do these girls have multiple albums? Like, do the city girls have more than one album?
They just dropped an album, so they at least got two.
But is that their first one?
Their second album didn't even do that well, for real.
Second.
That's their second one?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
the one that just came out? Is that their second one or their third one?
Well, I hear him say that it's them at least two, because I thought she was in jail when they first came out, so I didn't know if that album ever came out or if it was like just like a mixtape. Because ain't one of them like a podcaster now? I don't know. God bless them. God bless the women.
That's what I'm saying. And
rap.
Travis Kelce, if he is like a podcaster now. Yeah, but they still make music.
Oh, well, I would never hear it, though, babe. I mean, you can't, like, in today's world, it's not like I listen to the radio. It's not like...
You got to listen to this, though, yo. You got to listen to that album. I actually listened to the New City Girls album. It's not bad. I ain't even going to front. Like, that's not my... I'm not their demo. They're not making music for me. But it wasn't a bad album. And I was jamming with it. They got a sign... I mean, that's fine. They got a lyric and a song, and I can't really tell who was who most of the time. Something about eat me out while I'm on my period, put this blood on your nose, calling you Rudolph, or something like that. I almost slammed my computer shut. I was like, what the fuck? I was jamming with the album because they was like really talking that stuff, and then I heard that, I was like, what? Put this blood on your nose? I mean, you looking like Rudolph? No, they didn't just say that. Are they really saying that? I was so disgusted. But then I was like, oh, that's real hip hop right there. They doing talking that shit. Like, you gotta push the envelope. You gotta be provocative. You gotta get the crowd going.
No, that ain't provocative, yo. That's awful, yo. But you know, and it's usually terrible. But let's not be ridiculous. But the funny thing is, it probably happened to her. Like, there's probably someone out there that did it.
And that's the problem. That's why I was so disgusted. Because, like, once you put something like that out there, it gets people talking about it. And then it gets people considering it. And then it's going to lead to people actually doing it because it starts to become normalized with the whole eat the booty like groceries. Now everybody going around eating ass. Like, no. Don't make that become a thing. Like, don't let it.
Not everybody. I can't imagine, y'all.
A lot of people, but you remember when that first came out, right? People were like, oh, and then now look at it. People just, I mean, it's a normal thing. No one even talks about it no more.
Have y'all ever done it?
Done what? I'm old school, man. That's a no for me. I ain't got no problem. I'll say it. It's a no for me. I'm old school. I'm too set in my ways, man. I can't. Some things like, and which is weird because you know, got a kid, so it's normal for him while he's growing up. For me, that was nah. That was a no. Like, nah, don't even think about stuff like that. Like, eating a girl out was still frowned upon when I was first going into my sexual experience, and you know, I feel like just because I eat the pussy, I feel like, you know what I mean? I'm a maverick. Like, I'm on my wild style stuff. That's as wild as it's getting. That's as wild as it's getting. Because, hey, when I was growing up, man, that was like, nah, that's a no-no. Like, that's nasty. You don't do that. Hey.
That's true.
Now it's just a normal thing.
New York, or Jet, y'all ever... Y'all ever did that?
Nope, and it won't change.
My man.
I don't know where New York was. He might do it. He might be.
I ain't never eat a girl like that, but I ran a red light, y'all mean. And we being completely honest. I ran a red light.
With your tongue?
Hell nah.
Oh,
okay.
I never do that.
Now, did you run a red light with protection or without protection?
I did it by both ways.
Yo.
Yo, at that point, man, you just got to take the condom off, man. You just making a mess now. I think the condom with the blood, like, that's just, you just take that off. That's just making the mess.
The condom was with the first time. The second time, I was just like, fuck it. I mean, we already been here before. We already know what we doing now. It's a conscious decision.
Oh, I support that. I support that train of thought.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and act like I ain't never did it and just said, fuck it, but it's a mess, you know. Like, y'all only feel comfortable laying in that, you know. Like, you get some regular cheese, I ain't roll over and go to sleep. I don't care that it's all wet and all that stuff. But it's like, when it's irony,
nah, man, you got to take a shower afterwards, man. You got to hop in the shower. And there ain't no mess. That's what towels is for. Throw that towel down, take her to Pound Town, then you hop in the shower. Big
nah,
bang, boom.
See, I like it. I like going to sleep, yo. I ain't trying to take no shower. I'm trying to just roll over and go to sleep, yo.
I feel you, but you got to shower after that one. I ain't even before you have to. If you do that, you have to shower. You cannot
Which is
go
why
to sleep
I don't
with,
do it.
Red blood all over your meat. Yo.
That's why I'd rather masturbate, you know. I go to sleep all right, right
I really want to get off of this, but I got to ask. So you don't shower after you masturbate? You just, like, get all lotiony or oily or whatever? You just, like, all right, that's it? You just go to sleep?
Yeah, that's me. Look, I love it. If we're going to be personal about it, this is right now, it's just dude. DJ Cyrus with the kids. Yeah, I never understood people who need lotion and oil, yo. I can just grab and go,
yo. You be out here giving yourself a dry rub? Oh, man.
Yo,
you're going to give yourself a carpet burn, man. What is you doing?
Yo, I don't have to be on there like that. Yo. I ain't rubbing for 30 minutes. I'm trying to bust a quick nut and go to sleep.
First off, it's going to be quicker once you get some lubrication. That's just science. It's going to be better. It's going to be quicker if you get some lubrication. But nah, man, that dry rub, you're going to get yourself all types of... Oh, man, you're going to mess yourself up, man. I can tell you now, you're going to mess yourself up. You got to get yourself up, man.
No, I'm good, yo.
You got to get yourself up, man. Use some water or something.
Some water? I ain't putting no water on my meat. Well, I guess if you take a shower, then just put water. But no, I mean, I'll never have to get nothing, yo. Look, if I'm at the point where I gotta masturbate, if I'm at that point because I couldn't get no cheeks from my wife that night, or that I'm just like rolled over and then something popped in my mind, man, I can bust a quick nut. I don't need to be on it for... Like, I'm not trying to make love to my own meat. Like, I ain't trying to be in all night. I'm about 35, 45 seconds, and I'm out.
Man, your dry, ashy hands, you doing yourself some damage, dog.
Now, why my hands got to be ashy? So now you're, like, making a description that's just not necessarily true. Like, I put lotion on in the morning. Unless it's the summertime. Summertime, I don't put lotion.
You a man, you got rough hands. That's just, I mean, I don't, you played sports for the majority part of your life, man. I don't believe that your hands ain't rough. You sit at a desk and you push pencils, so you probably ain't got calluses, you know what I mean? But I don't for 1 second believe that you got, like, soft hands.
I don't know. I have to ask DJ C. Simon when she comes back. But yeah, I don't mind the dry rub, yo. I don't need to like light candles like it's 40-year-old virgin and set a mood for myself. If I'm beating off, it's just because, like my body tells me, yo, it's time. So I don't need to be on there all night. I don't know. It's weird. I never needed the lubes and stuff.
I mean, it ain't got to be like lube, even though I've done that before. I mean, that is probably the best option. But that said, I mean, you should have lotion in your crib.
I mean, I got a lotion. All right, we don't have to get that technical. All right, so none of y'all do dry rubs, or all y'all go get the blue magic? Nah, I'll take a body of silence.
Hey, man, you're the only psychopath out there. Now, I ain't gonna say I had never done it, but that's how I know, like, that ain't the move.
All right, speaking of odd stuff, are we going to touch on Dwight Howard being gay? We knew he was gay, right? Like, were any of us surprised that Dwight Howard tried to get a threesome with one regular dude and one dude named Kitty?
Wait, what the fuck is a regular dude? Aren't they all regular dudes?
Yeah, I guess that's the wrong phrase. Gay people are regular, too. But, like, when you're a dude named Kitty, I would assume that, like, something's different about you.
There's something wrong with all three of them. Or something. I don't say wrong. I don't mean that way. Something different about all three of them.
You ready to get attacked. Nothing's wrong with them.
Not wrong. So different.
Different from us. Well, I think I don't want to make any assumptions about y'all. Different from me, though. But are we surprised? Like, we knew this, right?
I mean, the rumors have been out there for so long, so it is surprising for it to come out this way, like the admission and everything. Because I don't remember exactly what he said, like, when these rumors first came out, like, a couple years ago. He might have just ignored them. So, for him to have to admit it, that's kind of, like, that's the, like, noteworthy part. Like, oh, shit, he fessed up. The rumors were true. It's not like anyone ever really, when it was just rumors, people thought, oh, yeah, could be, could not be, who cares. But when you get confirmation, it's like, oh, shit, we knew that nigga was lying. Even though I don't think he ever lied, I just think he ignored it.
But good for him, though, right? Like, he living his truth. He happy. He out here trying to get DM men cheeks. You know, if that's what he wants, living his truth. Heavy.
I mean, like, no one really needs to know. Like, no one really needs to know what that man does in his bed. I'm pretty
that's
sure
true.
A lot of people who are out there living just like Dwight, and we just don't know about it. They still living their life. It's just they ain't getting exposed. And I don't know if exposed is the right word, but they not being outed or whatever. I really wish I didn't know what was going on in his bedroom, but here we are.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. It's weird because, you know, he got kids and everything. Do you think his kids knew? Like, that's the stuff I'll be thinking about. Because we all, I mean, I think his first mom, the one who was a basketball wife, I think she had a part or played a part when the rumors first came out. So it's like, all right, if the moms know or the baby moms know, do the kids know? That's how pop you down. And then, like, do you have to have that conversation? I don't think no parents want to talk to their kids about their own sex life. Like,
that's what I was going to say. Who jumping in? Jack? Or was that New York, New York? Neither one of y'all?
It's true.
Oh, I mean, we know it's true. It's in court documents.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I don't want to talk to my dukes about what I'm doing. No.
Y'all don't talk to y'all mom about y'all sex life? Y'all ain't never asked?
Ask what?
I don't think I ever talked to my mom about it. But we talked about this. Your mom's caught y'all having sex before, right?
My sister, never my mom, like, walked in.
Your sister caught you? That don't count.
Yeah,
your sister's only what? She's only, what, 3 years older than you? 2 years?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah, that don't count. Y'all too close.
But even if it's different from it being the other way around, from you learning about your parents. Like,
y'all ain't never
like that's not supposed to happen.
Y'all never caught your parents having sex?
Nah. I've heard something, like I heard them talking. Like my dad was trying to be a little freak, trying to get it on. But that's another, oh, let me get out of here. I don't need to hear that.
DJ C Time, you ever caught your parents? I guess my parents were just, I mean, I guess because they were young. They were just disrespectful about it, you know. My mom used to come out in the bathroom to go smoke a cigarette after dad stopped, finished clapping her cheeks. I was just like, man, it's time for me to just go upstairs. And dad,
I remember I was
pops would come out and tidy white and just sit on the couch next to me talking about, you know, I love your mama. And I was like, yeah, y'all gotta be kidding me. It's time for me to get out of here. It's time for me to get out of here. But I've been caught by both my parents having sex in the house. So I guess, but I think you're all right. I don't know if I ever talked to my mom about it. But I would want my son to be able to talk to me about it. Have y'all talked to y'all dads about it?
Nah, not me.
Yeah, I don't think I really ever talked to my dad about it either. Except for he's just like, use your protection. You don't want to have a kid young.
Same thing with my pops. He actually like, nah, my pop, the first time, my pops caught me with condoms, and then the next time, he took me to the store. Same day, I was like, I had to buy a birthday card for my grandmother because it was her birthday. He took me to the store to buy the birthday card and the condoms, and he told me, like, you know what I mean, I'm thinking he's going to pay for it, you know what I mean, because I'm a little whippersnapper at this point, y'all. I ain't got no money. All I got to do, like, what you give me? Nah. And he said, go in line. You got to pay for it yourself. It ain't my shit.
You know, I got yelled at. So, you know, like we were telling y'all earlier in the show, me and Blur, his cousin, my best friend, growing up, we had to bury his mother a couple weeks ago. So it's the first time that I've seen a lot of the family, their family and all that stuff. Watch y'all background noise. So my best friend, his oldest son, is a senior in high school or junior? He's a senior in high school. So he went to the little homecoming dance. He got himself a little Mexican girlfriend, a little fine joint, right? So they... What?
I said, why is she married to a Mexican?
It doesn't matter if she's Mexican. She could be black, white, whatever he wants. So I was painting a picture.
What's the picture you're painting?
Tall black guy, short Mexican. Little mixed couple, little guala guala. Tacos and french fries. It's a great picture. You know, just a sidebar. When me and DJ C-Sign first moved to Norfolk, well, it wasn't when we first, it was a couple of years later, they had an Italian-Mexican restaurant. Like, you can get chicken Alfredo and a beef burrito on the same plate. It was absolutely phenomenal. What was it called? Luigi's and Felipe's? I don't know. DJ, she's tired of thinking about it. But anyway, so I haven't seen my nephew in a while. So, like, I sat down next to him, you know, just talking, you know, catching up, you know, make sure he was doing all right mentally and all that stuff. And I said, hey, I seen your little homecoming pics. He's like, yeah, yeah, you know, we had fun and all that stuff. He's telling me that they did all this. And I said, Joe, you hitting that? And he immediately started laughing. He told me no, but I don't know if I believe him. But I feel like that's the job of the uncles. It's tough to talk to your mom. It's tough to talk to your dad. But your uncles can be real with you, yo. And I think I told him good advice. I told him, like, look, man, that's one decision you can never get back. These one decision, the decisions that you can never get back, you should really take your time and really consider it. Don't do it unless you're ready. Because it's going to happen quick. It's going to happen quick. You just want to make sure you have a safe space. You want to make sure you're with somebody you can trust. Thankfully, the girlfriend that I had the first time that I started doing it, thankfully, she was a safe place and I didn't have to worry about anything. So I told Nancy, just make sure that you're in a safe place you're with somebody who's going to keep that sacred with you. Because it's going to be quick. And you're going to be sitting there like, I didn't think it'd be like this. And then taking that. Naps after that are great. I don't know. I don't know where we're going with that. I should have told him don't do a Rudolph. That should have been his advice.
Yo, don't even name it that, man. Don't even give a name. Like, no, we're not. I'm mad I heard it because now I know it's out there. Like, I don't want this to be a thing at all. I want to pretend it's never happened and that people never even consider talking about it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right. What else we got to catch up on? Just real quick, so we went out to Arizona, party, you know, saw Deion Sanders and all them stuff. And then in the recent Deion Sanders news, the Colorado Buffaloes went to UCLA. They played a game. They lost. You know, tough game for Colorado. But we kind of – this was one of the other games that looked like it could be a loss, could be a win. Like, it was on that borderline. But the story of the game was someone broke into the UCLA locker room and apparently the UCLA Bruin locker room and stole jewelry and cash from the lockers. Blur put this in the chat. He was kind of upset because when they broke in the Deion stuff down at Jackson State, Mississippi, they made it seem like it was a black school thing. All their these black people were stealing from Deion, who was there for these black people. Come to find out, somebody just moved into a different office. And then nobody still nothing. But Blur was upset at the coverage. So, Blur, I wanted to give you a chance to say your piece. I can't really disagree or agree because I didn't really follow either story that much because locker room thefts happen. This isn't the first time. It's happened to a lot of us that traveled and played football. But go ahead, Blur. See what you got to say.
Oh, no, nah, you know what? Sorry. My thing ain't really about Deion and the Buffaloes. I do want to say they're 0-2 for the back half of their season, which, I mean, exactly what I called. But it may happen, but that's not the way it was depicted in the media when it happened at JSU. Now, I do got to walk back my initial outrage over it because these things is not on all four, so it's not going to be the exact same type of coverage. When it was at Jackson, Deion made it a point to bring it up and to say something right after a game in the press conference, his post-game press conference, so they gave a lot more light to it, as opposed to it being now with Colorado and UCLA coming out differently, not immediately after the game, people learning about it. And it is starting to get more coverage. I mean, he said things about it now. He said he wants the team to be reimbursed by UCLA, which I don't think is outrageous. That seems to be like a fair request. Like, yo, y'all should have been handling security on this. This is at your stadium or whatever. Y'all should reimburse my players. But I specifically remember the coverage about this whole thing at JSU and I was on Twitter when I think this happened, so I was seeing the tweets. I saw about it on every major news network, and I say every major news network being a little facetious. Every major news network that I follow covered it. And one way or another, they talked about it. And I'm like, yo. And, of course, the retraction or the apology or whatever is never as loud as the initial headline. So when it turned out that his stuff didn't get stolen, some people covered it, but not everybody. So now you just got this whole narrative out there and this whole storyline just running. People talking about the crime at JSU and how they, you know, stealing from the man who came there to turn it around and whatever. And then when he decided to leave, people were still using that as an excuse. It's like, not an excuse, but, you know, as justification. They stole from him. And that wasn't even the case. Now they stole from the players at Colorado. If he decides to go coach for the Raiders, do you think they're going to use that as an excuse? They stole from his son and his players. He should leave. Nah, that's not going to be the case. And the way that these things get covered, maybe it's a black-white thing, maybe not. Maybe it could be just because they won that game and his stuff being stolen was just a bigger story than them beating another school because they had beaten everybody. Don't know exactly the reason, but it is very suspicious that when this happened at JSU, all major networks had something to say. When it happened at Colorado, not so much.
So what major network hasn't covered it? Because I think you're a little bit. Look, I've always said this about black people in their school. Shout out to Hampton. We just went to their homecoming. Great time with all them beautiful black people. But I've always said, I used to always tell y'all, I don't want to frame you, Angel, but you are. I used to always tell you black school people that the college experience is not different at a black school versus a traditional school. And y'all always came back and was like, yes, it is, yes, it is. And I used to always argue with y'all, like, well, tell me how. And the only thing y'all could tell me is, I don't know, it just is. And that was the dumbest excuse for me. The one thing that I've come around on is, like, pride that you have for your school is 100% different than somebody who went to, like, a traditional college, right? The pride that black people have for HBCUs. Well, I say traditional because it's not prejudice. Everybody can go to school.
Anyone can come.
See, DJ Shisarin's already being sensitive, and I haven't even said anything bad.
You said traditional.
Because y'all call predominantly. But y'all come predominantly white institutions, but my school wasn't predominantly white. It was 50-50.
It was predominantly white.
But it's not. It's 50-50. But that's not what predominantly white means. So we're getting arguments.
It does.
No, it doesn't. Only if you're talking about white and black people. I had other minorities there. So, again, we're getting into some answers. But what I'm saying is what I have come to realize is the pride and passion that you maintain for your school is nothing like that I have for my school, right? So I've given y'all that. Like, I've come around to, oh, I was wrong. There is something different because of the level of pride and love that you hold your schools up to is nothing like I would do mine. Even though I love my university. I love my time there, greatest time of my life, had a ball. But there is something different with that. So I've come around to that. So me and Blur got into just a quick discussion, and I can't say he's wrong because I don't know if this hit my algorithm or not. No, you did. But my question is just simply like, so I did like a quick search on who covered when Deion got his stuff stolen in Jackson State, like where did that story pop up? And I saw all the major ones, ABC, CBS, TMZ. So then when I said UCLA stolen over UCLA stole in Colorado, it's still on the major networks. So I had that long ass talk just to simply ask Blur, what didn't he see this time that he saw last time? What the fuck am I gonna do?
And I don't know exactly the analytics of how it was covered. That might be the best way to put it.
Just felt different.
I didn't see them lead the A block of First Take with Colorado Buff stuff stolen at UCLA. I didn't see them talk about that. I don't even think I've seen them talk about that on First Take at all. I think I heard Skip Bayless mention it when they were talking about something else completely. I didn't see CBS News anchors talking about it. Like they may have ran it like a written article, something about it. So if you Google it, maybe a written article. I didn't see any of the talking heads like with the ticker across the bottom with them having a whole story on it. Nah, I ain't seen none of that. I specifically saw, and I know for a fact, I mean, aside from the sports people, like I'm not even talking just like the ESPNs and the Fox Sports and the HBCU people like Roland Martin and stuff like that. I saw them talk about the JSU thing on CBS Sports.
I mean, not CBS Sports, on CBS News. And on, let me pull up my YouTube right now. I think it's CBS News and NBC News. Like, they're normal broadcast channels. Not a written article that you just have to pull up and there's no video to it. Actual story. Anchors, you know, people in suits, reading teleprompters talking about it. I didn't see none of that on this one. Now, again, it's not the exact same scenario, but that does change the outcome, but that doesn't negate that the outcomes are different.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't remember any of that stuff for the other story either, but I wouldn't know anyway. But okay, you know, if you felt that way, then that's cool. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, we'll hope that them kids get their stuff back and everybody's safe. New York, y'all got anything on it? I just wanted to touch on it real quick so we can get it off the list. I guess New York, Jack, you good too?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So we got that off the list. DJ C. Siren, you had Hampton Homecoming, had a good time. Anything you want to discuss? Any shocker? We saw SWV. SWV looked real good. They performed well. That bald-headed lady could sing her ass off. I didn't realize she was so popular. But, yeah, SWV did real good. Then we saw Big Boy. Big Boy did really well. I feel bad that he ain't got Andre up there because, you know, people be wanting to hear. Like, it's tough hearing the Outkast hits with only, like, the one verse. Because you'd be ready to do the other verse, and it ain't coming. Yeah, he over there singing a flute in Thailand somewhere. Hampton Homecoming, really, really good time, really good energy. A lot of beautiful women out there. I'm so glad I didn't go to a black school. Too many beautiful women out there. I'm glad I just got the best looking one from there. But man, I would have got myself in trouble. Too many options out there. DJ C-Sign, what'd you think of y'all homecoming?
I think it was good. It was, had a good time, you know.
A little tired. But yeah, how's it going?
It's a lot to do, yo.
It's a lot, yeah.
You can't do everything.
No. I just didn't like how, I mean, it was good for crowds, but everything was spread out. So you couldn't run in. I couldn't run into the people I knew. And it's like, I saw pictures, and I was like, oh, they were there? And like people I knew. But
well, because you black people don't go to the football games.
Well, that, and then that was usually...
Y'all just stand out in the parking lot. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Usually there's, like, it's just not as many spaces, but it was nice because they had another DJ spot that was on campus that had a lot of tents and stuff. Like, it was a whole list. I don't know if you even saw that. So, I mean...
Too much traffic.
So, like, no, to walk. Not no. But it was just because of that, it was a lot more spread out, so... I mean, homecoming is just about seeing people I know, you know, or, you know, part of that.
Which is why I don't never know why you want me to go. Okay. I never have to go.
Okay.
DJ Envy, DJ Envy kicked me out of his golf cart.
He's not in jail.
He's not in jail.
You got to tell what happened. Like, how did that happen?
So
how did
after
DJ Envy wind up kicking you out of golf cart?
So these black schools, after the football game, all the black people stand outside the stadium and hold hands and sing. It's
That's
the weirdest
not
thing
all
in
the
world.
Black people. Tell it who it is. It's the Greek letter organization, honey.
It's all y'all black people.
And everyone's not Greek.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of letters out there.
They're not all. And that's not everyone.
Y'all have band fraternities that have like Greek letters.
We do.
They were singing too.
I know. Yeah, but it wasn't everybody.
Y'all have gang letters, and just for y'all classes. O5 ogre. Hey.
Do not disrespect 050. Thank you.
See, and that's just. The year they went to school. But anyway,
So all the black people hold hands and sing, right? Lift every voice.
But they don't
Marvin
sing.
Gaye,
they don't sing.
Right. So being the supporter, the supporting husband that I am, I'm going to allow my wife to hold hands with her fellow gang members and sing. Enjoy yourself. It's your homecoming. These are people. Do your thing, baby. Do your thing. Plus, shout out to my little sis. She came down from Towson to come hang out and hang out with the blacks. So, you know, at least I had some company to talk life and all that stuff with while we wait. So while they're holding hands and singing, I said, yo, I got to sit out. It was a long day. Like, we started day drinking at like 9 o'clock in the morning. And at this point, it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like, yo, there's a golf cart just chilling there and nobody in there. So I'm sitting in there, right, resting my feet while my wife's gang sings their chant.
Why do you talk about your organization and call them gangs?
I would never hold my line, brother, and look him in the eyes and sing, that's gay. But I don't judge it.
Can
I finish? Why are you being so
calling
sensitive?
My organization a gang?
No one knows who I'm talking about.
I'm a sorority. It's my sorority.
No one knows who I'm talking about.
You can say it. I don't care.
See, sensitive. This is what I was talking about. So
I'm going to call you.
So I was sitting in the golf cart, and I heard it was, yo, big fella, I need this. I gotta get on the move. And I looked up, and it was a big white guy, and it was DJ Envy. And I was like, ah, all right. That's how I got up. But then he like he made like this whole U-turn to go through the crowd in the golf cart. No, he was sitting in my seat. I was sitting in the back of the golf cart.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
the big white dude was driving. But it was weird because, like, where he was going, he could have just, like, crossed the path and got there. But they made this whole U-turn to go through all the crowd so everybody could see him. So, but a lot smaller than I thought. He's a very tiny, tiny gentleman. But seems like a nice guy. Shout out to him to homecoming. Great time. I enjoyed my time with the blacks. Next time y'all should come down and come hang out. Let's see what up. What would you say?
I was there.
You was at Hampton Homecoming?
I definitely went.
Where was you at?
I was on lot 11.
Yeah, you should have called me. You called me and said, yo, I need your credit card number. I said, uh-oh, that was going to be a discussion. And then I never heard from you. He said, hey, cuz, I need your line of credit. I said, all right, I love you, bud. Now we talking money. And I didn't hear from you. You went to the homecoming. Why you ain't called me back? At least let me know you was all right. But how you going to call me for my line of credit and not let me know you safe, yo?
Well,
you should never get
black
money.
They just needed a debit card. I just had to call again and make sure that it was just I could only use credit, or if I could use debit, and so I could use debit. So I just went back and paid for it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I thought you had to have a physical credit card, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. All good. I'm just glad everything worked out.
Yeah,
what else? What'd you say?
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time. I know. Look, you young enough to enjoy yourself in that crowd. It was a lot of action out there. I'm pretty sure that the crowd you're hanging with was a lot less mature than mine. So I'm pretty sure there was a lot more unnecessary sexy red music popping. So I hope you did enjoy. Where was your party at that night? Did you stay out late that night, or did you have to get back for curfew or something?
No, I don't got curfew, but I left around 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if they let y'all on the – if y'all can still get on the base at all times at night, or you got to be there by a certain time.
But yeah, it was dope. They had an open bar. Girls was getting crazy.
She said lot 11.
Yeah, you staying out there, you was on campus till 11 o'clock at night. That's crazy. Look, they had streets blocked off at 9 o'clock in the morning. We tried to go to brunch, and they had streets blocked off. I didn't know people still did parades. I didn't know black people did parades. I thought we wasn't for driving slow in the middle of the street. But, you know, black people are not monolithic, so I wasn't mad at them. Shout out to the black parade. DJ C. Siren's still a little sensitive when I talk about black people. I love black people. I don't know why she gets sensitive. Let's go. What else we got? Blur dropped off, so I'm assuming his phone died. Basketball season started. Basketball season's underway. Does anybody care about me?
I care.
Who are you? You still think the Charlotte Hornets going to do anything?
I'm not going to lie. Not anymore.
Yeah.
I have so much hope. And then Miles Bridges got in trouble again. And
yeah.
LaMelo is not doing great. So it's just, it's not looking up.
Yeah, you got to play yourself in shape. I mean, Bridges got some real issues. That's a whole other thing. But LaMelo's got to play himself back in shape. But, you know, we'll see. The season's long. Sixers got rid of James Harden, sent him to the Clippers. Got a bunch of stuff back in return. A lot of role players. I'm hoping that they work out, put a good team together for my Clippers. But the Clippers are going to be interesting, man. Now they legitimately got four superstars. But they're all over the hill, except for maybe Kawhi, and he can't stay healthy. In L.A., you got LeBron James, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook. That's a lot of star power for L.A., man. L.A. might be the place to be to go watch an NBA basketball game this year. Everyone wants to move to L.A. Do they know that they got earthquakes out there? All right, well, I guess not. All right. DJ, sorry, anything in particular you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk with Blair on the line. Because he kind of know what I was talking about.
About black schools?
No.
About what? I know what you can talk about. About what?
The food critic, the Atlanta food scene, which everyone up in arms about.
I don't know about that. You're going to have to wait for Blair. Jack, anything in particular you want to talk about before I get a little scratching up the subject off?
No, not particularly.
New York, you got anything? You still driving? You safe out there, yo?
Nah, I'm back in the crib now. I'm back in the crib now. What was it? I want to say shout out to Flavor Flav, y'all mean. Look, I'm glad you gave him the opportunity to sing the, what's it called, the National Anthem. I think that's what it's called. I don't know, bro. I'm glad they gave him an opportunity, and I'm glad they diversified. I want to hear all singers sing it. I want to hear other people that ain't got the same type of voice as other people to sing the National Anthem. It was very enjoyable for me.
See, that's why Palestine attacked Israel. Because you showed a sign of weakness. When Flavor Flav got, who invited him to Milwaukee, first of all? Why is Flavor Flav in Milwaukee? And I know how Milwaukee is. I don't know, but I've heard. I understand that there's black people there. But as an East Coast biased person, I don't believe there's black people in Milwaukee. Who out there knows to invite Flavor Flav? And why do y'all got him singing the national anthem? It's only to embarrass him. See, this is why I talk how I talk about black people, because we be accepting this shit. There's no way we as a people should allow Flavor Flav to step in the middle of that court and sing that national anthem. Now, full disclosure, he ain't sound awful, but he ain't sound good.
I thought it was from, like, 1996.
It was, like, last week.
No, I didn't realize that. That's what you were showing me, something that just happened.
Drake is one of the most prolific artists we've ever had in our life. Nobody wants to see him sing the national anthem, right? Drake's not that guy. I understand what my man New York Nick is saying. It's very entertaining to see people who can't sing. But why are we letting them embarrass us like that? Like, Flavor Flav is a child. Like, he is the greatest crackhead of all time. There's no better crackhead than him. That man had women falling for him. He was on tour with Public Enemy talking about Night of the Living bass heads while being a bass head. And we allowed him to accept singing the national anthem. It was a damn shame. But I'm with you, New York, New York. I guess it's cool.
Said he wanted to do it.
I guess it's cool. Shout out to them. What else we got? New York, New York, you got anything else? Jack, you got anything
else? Nah, that
was it. Okay. All right. Let's see what else we got. No more Weekend at Bernie's for Dianne Feinstein. I don't even know what that means.
She died.
Who's Dianne Feinstein?
Senator. U.S. Senator, the oldest one that was 90-something. Her daughter has power of attorney. They were afraid that she couldn't even make, they were keeping her alive.
Okay.
Well, they weren't keeping her alive, but she needed to retire. Who, you must have not put that.
No, I think that was a blur. Yeah, I don't know. Did you want to talk about the show Love is Blind now that it's just a couple of us? New York, New York, do you ever watch that show Love is Blind? Have we talked about it on here yet?
Yeah, I watch it. I haven't been keeping up with it, though.
Jack, you ever seen that show, Love is Blind?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple of times.
It's the dumbest show ever, right? Look, my wife likes it. Who's that voice? What the fuck happened there? Did you just get taken over by an alien? What the fuck just happened? What was you saying?
I would never do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. DJ Shishan, you want to talk about your show? You want to give a quick introduction? Everybody's been on it, but what you find this show? Well, that's the first question. Would you ever do it?
Yeah. Be on TV.
That'd be the only reason. You would be on TV and see if you could fall in love with someone you've never seen before?
If I don't have to marry them, yeah.
So you just want to have a conversation with somebody you've never seen before? No, the whole point is to fall in love and get married. It's the entire premise. What do you mean if I don't have to?
It always has to happen. I'm just saying that.
No, but you would take a risk for somebody to sweet talk you and ask you to marry you and you say yeah?
If I didn't think I liked them, I wouldn't say yeah.
But what if you thought you liked them? You're terrible at this game. Would you risk being proposed to go on TV and see if you can find somebody you can fall in love with that you've never seen before? The audio broadcast.
Yes. Yes. It's an interesting concept.
I don't even know who you are anymore. New York, New York, would you do something like that?
Nah, I couldn't. Because I was too, couldn't do it.
Jack, you already said you wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it either. I mean, look, yo. Let's be honest. Marriages are tough as it is. You mean I can't even know what you look like? And we can get right to the show. There's some weirdos on there. Who's my man who can't kiss?
who already broke up. Who's the dude who always wears American T-shirts, American shorts? He always got an American fork, American butter knife. We know he's racist, right? What's my man? JP. Y'all know who JP is on the show? No? Yo, go back and find
him. I'm about to do my Googles real quick.
Yeah, he's like a retarded Kid Rock. Yeah, he's like a retarded Kid Rock. Look, I just want y'all to see. Now we're going to have this discussion.
Did you notice
it? He ain't got no facial hair?
He got no lips, but I was like, he's not going to get a grown man's lips. But it's the quintessential. Like, that's why I could guess.
Yeah, look at the way he kisses that girl. That girl ain't got no business with him. I knew.
Oh, yeah,
by the fact that I knew by the fact that how thick her legs were, and because he wore American swim trunks, that they wasn't going to make it.
Swim trunks.
He, you know, he likes, he wants the tiny little skinny girl. She needs to date a black guy.
Oh, no. She didn't really get that. I don't think she had that mind.
I bet you if that black African would have talked to her, she'd have been okay.
He did talk to her.
He did?
Everybody got to date each other at the beginning.
There's a whole bunch of people who didn't end up with anybody who just hanging out. I want to know what their pod sessions were like.
You saw some of them with the main people.
Mm.
Like the one, Miriam, who didn't have a job.
Yeah, some of them just leave.
Like, no, they did a whole game, like, what's Miriam's job? They were like, everything? A chemist? Like, where does she live? I don't know. It was good. It's entertaining. I mean, it's a reality show, so I still got to take it with a grain of salt, you know. I mean, if people get married and stuff for real, I mean, I guess it makes, gives a little bit of, you know, truthfulness to it, but it's kind of like, it's still for entertainment purposes.
Then you got the annoying Puerto Rican, and I'm sorry, Mio, she from wherever you at, yeah.
I don't think she is.
She got to be, yeah. She's got to be a New Yorker.
I don't know where, they don't say if she's there originally, but she, we just know she's.
She might not, but she just talks so much, yeah.
They're all from Houston.
Oh.
They do it in different areas. They're doing D.C. next.
You going to go?
I'm married.
Oh, you already married. You can't go.
I'm pretty sure.
I would love the fact if you were fall, see if you could fall in love with somebody else. Like if you would be like, Beach Bum Gun, I'm in love with another man. I would laugh in your face, because the amount of stress that will cause you to deal with two people, I'm like, you wouldn't survive. I'm like, go ahead, see how this works out for you. You'd be so stressed out. You don't think so? You think you could deal with two dudes?
I don't know what you're even talking about. It doesn't even make sense.
Because this is why TV shows aren't good. Being in love costs time. Like, being in love ain't easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This shit's stressful. Especially when you get above, like, 28. When you're young, your parents don't do anything. So you can be in love with no consequences. Love costs money now. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, go ahead. Watch the Love is Blind show. Maybe we can do a recap next week.
You got to finish the season.
I got to finish the season. The annoying Puerto Rican girl broke up the two black people, the two black Africans.
They're,
I want to talk
both
about
Africans.
They both from Africa.
No, she's not. Aaliyah is not from Africa.
The dude, Uche.
Aaliyah is
she's all.
She's black.
They're all black. Well, Uche and her are both black. But I have this whole conversation with you, Jesse Sai. Do we have this conversation on here about who's black and who's not?
When? For who?
Do we have this conversation off rent? Is Vijay Singh black?
Yeah, we might have. You did talk about. We talked about Indians. You did not talk about.
Yeah. So if you watch the show, the two black people, they're both black people. All right. But we ain't got to be on that. So Love is Blind, we'll check that out next week. Let's see. Is Doja Cat better, a more palatable version of Kendrick Lamar?
Palatable,
I'm sorry.
Who would ever say that?
Blur.
Smoking crack. Don't stop doing drugs.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett. Y'all want to go into this? Jada Pinkett went on a tour run. Book tour run. Said, when Will smacked Chris, we wasn't even together. I put everything else in a different perspective for me. Now, I'm 100% on Chris Rock's side. You can't be slapping no man over a girl you ain't even with, yo, if he ain't put his hands on her.
He's still his wife.
Not according to her. She says he referred her to as his wife. It's his wife legally.
Okay.
But not emotionally.
Doesn't work like
that. I know a whole lot of people who divorce, who still got, or who are about to get divorced, who
and probably
don't love their wife no more.
No, they would probably still act the same way. Someone said something, or they felt like they got offended by something someone said.
You not slapping no man over a woman that's leaving you in a divorce.
Yes, you can.
New York. You slapping a dude over your ex-girlfriend, yo?
Hell no.
You're married.
Hell no.
Yo, they fucking other people. Yeah, I'm not. See, that's what I'm telling these issues. Ain't none of us fighting over no ex.
It's not an ex. How many times do I have to say this?
They weren't together. They were only together legally, not emotionally. You can be separated for a person, still be married, but you're not together.
That doesn't mean you lose all fit-long emotions or feelings for somebody.
Of course, you don't hope they die, but you're not going to assault another man for her. Unless he hits her.
Will Smith does.
Which is why I think Will needs some help.
You absolutely will slap somebody.
No, I won't.
For your ex, especially... Even though they are still legally married, because that's not only disrespect to your still legal wife, but it's disrespect to you because they don't know your exact situation. To them, that's still your wife. So by slapping her, he slaps your wife in his eyes. So, yeah, that's disrespect to you. And you're missing another whole dynamic that's still the mother to your kids. One of my friends asked me a little while ago, they were like, yo, would you if your baby's mom was getting beat on, would you go and handle the dude? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, why? That's not your girl. I'm like, but that's still my son's mom. So what, my son's supposed to go handle it? Nah, you got to go in and handle it because that's your kids. That's the mother of your kids. And to the world, you're still presenting as your wife. So you got to treat her and treat everyone else who's looking at it as your wife. And if they don't move accordingly as the way they should with someone who's your wife, then you got to handle it.
I disagree. Unless, now, I'm not saying that somebody got to get beat on. Like, I'm not going to let my, I wouldn't let any of my exes now just get beat on by some dude. I mean, I guess I would. Like, if one of my exes was getting beat by her then boyfriend now.
It's different. You have a family.
I ain't going to jump in.
Wife. That's an ex-girlfriend. It's not your family. It would have to be of your current family.
Yo, Will is Jada's ex, yo. She was August. She was.
Not at that time.
Yeah, it was. That's why Will was so hot, because she was with August.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think Will cared that she was with August. Will cared that the business got out there and he got embarrassed. You fucking up the family's money.
So he not slapping him over her. He's slapping him over embarrassment to him. Selfish.
That's what I'm, well, that's not selfish. That's pride, maybe prideful, but it's not selfish. To you, to the rest of the world, this is still my wife. So if you disrespect her, you are intentionally disrespecting me by disrespecting my wife. So you have to handle it as you should.
That ain't your girl no more, dog. That's she for the streets.
No, don't be
if the
all.
Streets don't know that, if the world don't know that.
She for the streets, yo. Maybe Chris knew. Chris tried to get at her. He said, yo, I thought you was for the streets.
And what's she telling you? She's like, nah, we married.
No, it's because Chris ugly. See, I can do it to Sexy Red and Chris Rock. I'm not being sexist.
You about to give Chris Rock a score? What's Chris Rock in your eyes on 1 to 10?
Oh, man, Pookie got to be about a 1. I think Dwight Howard will call him.
So Dwight Howard's game?
Yeah, you ain't hear about what happened? Where you been? Oh, you wasn't here for that conversation? Dwight Howard got a DM from a gay dude, and Dwight Howard said, hey, come on over. I'm not gay. I just like to get freaky. So the dude came over. They started doing sexual things, and then another dude walked out the closet on them and was like, I'm here for the gangbang. And the dude got offended and was like, hey, this is sexual assault. You're forcing this on me.
Wait, who leaked this information?
The dude sued Dwight Howard for sexual assault. Well,
it's a civil suit, but yeah.
Yeah. Sued him for,
I'm sorry, we don't have to go back over that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dwight Howard's gay. Oh, bisexual. Or he's kinky. He's kinky. All right, so that's it. All right, so what else I got in here? I said, oh, yeah, do y'all think the black Jews are mad at the Palestinians?
Palestinians?
So Israel and Palestine's in a fight. It's pretty complicated. It don't really seem like it's that complicated. Jewish people were terrorized by Hitler in Germany. They were forced out. They got backed by the U.S. government. The U.S. government said, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here. The Jewish people was like, we ain't got no home. But Jesus used to live there, and the U.S. said, you know what? You can't come here, but all them black people are where Jesus used to be. We'll kick them out, and you can be there. So they kicked them out, and they put the Jews there. And now the black people surrounded them and said, we want to kill all y'all because you took us out where we used to live because this is where Muhammad lived at. And it doesn't seem like the greatest piece of land. It's a lot of desert out there with one little river. But for some reason, they really, really love it. And the black people got their little weapons together and bombed the shit out of them. And then a couple weeks ago, yesterday.
Ever since they've been bombed.
Yeah, they've been getting bombed by the Jewish people. And I just want to know the black Jewish people that be on the corner yelling at you with the speaker. I just want to know whose side you think. That's about as political I want to get. DJ Cesaron, you dated one of them. Who you think side here? You think he on the Jewish side, or you think he on the black people side?
Because
this is a tough one for them. They got to be conflicted.
Well, since I think people, Israelites, consider themselves original Jews anyway, they might be on the Palestine side because they're like, yeah, we should be there anyways because we were original. I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure.
It's a confusing question.
I don't know. It depends on what the Hebrew Israelites really consider themselves, their bloodline as, right? Like, who are they associating with?
I don't know.
Not sure.
New York.
Well,
I think.
D'Angelo.
Go ahead, Blair.
Wait, is D'Angelo a black Israelite?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
I did not either. But there's a hidden German documentary that's out there that no one can't quite find the stream to, but it shows early clips of D'Angelo in his church, and they said all praises to Yahweh.
So I'm pretty sure that's his Hebrew Israelite. And it was in Richmond. So, you know.
More successful crackhead. Flavor Flav D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. But you can't call D'Angelo a crackhead.
I don't know if he's more successful than Flavor Flav.
Yes, he is. He's more talented.
No, what I said to who's more successful?
D'Angelo.
I don't know. Flavor Flav got Public Enemy, Love.
D'Angelo's not a crackhead. He just got cold.
Flavor Flav got a whole series after him. This whole reality show is off of Flavor Flav. He birthed
No,
him.
No, he did not.
Who did?
The Rock of Love
reality.
Dude.
The who?
The dude who wore the bandana with all the fake hair in it. He's a guitarist. They did the Rock of Love
Rock.
Before they did Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brett Michael.
He birthed it for the black people.
No.
So anyway, go ahead, Blair. What you think? You think the black Jews are mad at the Palestinians or the Jewish people?
I don't know who they specifically sign with, but I think it's not as difficult a decision because the Palestinians, at least from their PR team, you know, the message they keep putting out is that they're not anti-Jew. They're not against the Jews, but they're against the Jewish state, I guess the Jewish government and stuff. I guess the Vatican, but that's the Christians. I mean, they're against the Catholics. They're not against the Catholics. They're against the Jewish government, not the Jewish people. And that's what they keep saying. I mean, there's a distinction. It's a little bit complicated, but there is a distinction. So they say they don't hate the people. They're like, nah, just this government that y'all keep trying to oppress us and, you know, apartheid us or whatever, keep us under your thumb. And Hamas is like, nah, we ain't with that. Y'all cool, but we're going to get rid of this government. And then, you know, y'all can live under our rules.
Y'all about they about to make them Jewish people Muslim. At least they already got beards. I feel bad. Them Jewish people gonna kick their ass, ain't they?
Already.
Yeah. Be bad. Mm-hmm. Hey, God bless all them people over there, yo. Thank God for religion. What else we got? You know what? I think I'm gonna edit there for that. We're gonna end it a little bit early.
Hold on, man. I know we talked. It was something I wanted. We something came out, and I don't know if we got the right people on the line to discuss it. I don't think we discussed it. Did any of y'all listen to what's her name? The bald head chick,
Sexy Red.
Sexy Red got mad hair. It's red.
Holly Berry.
You talking about Jada?
Nah, the light skinned chick. I don't know if she's black or white or mixed or something. She shaved all her hair off and her eyebrows. Doja Cat.
No, we don't want to speak on this.
You said she was as good as Kendrick Lamar.
I don't know if anybody heard the album. Oh, listen to the album. Listen, that's all I'm saying. Listen to the album. You're gonna feel like. Dude, I've been trying to think. When I first listened, I ran the album back like 3 or 4 times. It sounds like Doja Cat is doing a Nicki Minaj impersonation, executive produced by Kendrick Lamar. It's like she's doing a Nicki Minaj impersonation of Nicki Minaj, rapping like Kendrick Lamar. It's like a perfect blend of them two for the entire album. Half the songs sound like Nicki Minaj wrote them. Half the songs sound like the bars were written by Kendrick. And she got the perfect beats sample. Like, she sampled some of the dopest 90s and 2000s beats, man. As of right now, album of the year.
DJ C-Sire, you want a rebuttal? I haven't listened to it. I'm a fan of Doja, too. I don't like the fact that she's the devil, her and Beyonce.
Why is she the devil?
I don't know. Don't she got a song called Devils? Didn't she say, I'm a devil?
Yeah.
So that's why she's the devil. she's pretty obvious. She's just only telling us.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like Doja Cat. I don't agree with Kendrick Lamar. I don't think her lyrics aren't anything like what Kendrick Lamar does. It's not the same. Her lyrics are a lot more. It's not the same level. But I do like them. I mean, I do like a lot of the songs on the album. I do have to kind of go listen to it a little bit more in depth because I was like half listening to it. I was at work. But I mean, all the singles, everything she released, I try to pay attention to. Particularly, you know, she's kind of the artist I'm not supposed to like, but I like.
She's the devil.
She's not a devil.
She said it to us.
She is supposed to be black. Somewhere. Well, she's supposed to be South African, like not.
She's black.
Not Dutch South African, like real, like black South African, and with some white in there. But I just don't. I don't know. I don't know about your. I can see a Nicki Minaj, but I mean that's how Doja raps. I mean I don't really see it. Like when I first heard Doja Cat, I didn't say, oh, she sounds like Nicki Minaj, and I just still feel like she sounds like Doja Cat, just how she's always kind of rapped. But definitely, I don't know what Kendrick Lamar has to do with it. I say nothing. My pick.
Blur, you were battling?
Yeah, each song, she's either in a Nicki Minaj pocket or Kendrick Lamar pocket. And then she got the beats to go on her. It's like I would put money on that she was listening to. I know she's rapped like Nicki before, so I think she's even talking about she's been influenced by Nicki. I wouldn't be surprised if she was listening to Kendrick while making this album. The influence is all over there. Yeah, I feel like he is almost like, I feel like he was in the studio, like some of the beats and the rhyme patterns and like the pocket she'd be rapping in. I'm like, yo, that's a Kendrick Lamar flow. Like, she don't get as deep as Kendrick do with some of his stuff, but I like that even better because Kendrick, I think, be trying to get too deep sometimes. Like, if he just, this is the high-quality street music that I think I've been waiting for all year. The only problem is that I wanted to hear it from Nicki, and now that I got it from Doja, I don't think Nicki's going to be able to do it. Album of the year, man. And I'm not really, I like Kendrick. I think she took the best part of Kendrick, like when he does his like dumbed down flow, I guess, when he's not trying to be too smart or too deep. And she knocked it out the park. It's only like one, I don't even say a bad song. It's only like one song on there that I skip. And it's not really bad. It just don't really, it ain't my jam. But other than that, no skips on the entire album.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out. Oh, let's take it off. All right, but we still going to end there. I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We got some good catching up to do, Blur. I don't know what the hell happened to you for 30 minutes. But,
So I told you, I mentioned how my pops is, like, going through his thing. Like, he's been hospitalized for, like, the past couple of days, maybe a week or so. And instead of releasing him, he has to go to, like, a rehab facility. So he could, like, get his stress back and everything, start walking on his own. This man called me because they taking him to a facility that he ain't really want to go to. He wanted to go to one right in Camden. And I'm telling him, like, nah, everybody's saying the one in Camden's kind of ran down. They ain't really got the staff. That's not where you want to be. He said the one in Camden is close to his girl, and she could come see him every day. So that's where he want to be.
Yeah. Get them conjugal visits.
I'm like, Pops, you're going to be in there for 2 weeks. That's it. Just worry about getting your stress back, man. You ain't got to worry about her coming to see you. Old people, man. Just old people.
You don't want to get that drunk, you know? You don't want to have to.
But nah, he called me, so I had to pick up and see what he was talking about because I knew he was moving in tonight. And, yeah, he just wanted to complain.
Good. Well, give Pops my best, man. Tell him my ass I'm going to hope he get healthy. Well, we're going to call tonight. We're going to be back next week. I'm doing better. We got to do we got some more catching up to do. There's still a lot of topics.
We'll talk about Keith Lee.
We'll put it in the chat so I can put it on the list. I don't know who Keith Lee is. Is that a Bruce Lee's son?
Yes.
No, he died.
Yes, he did die.
He pulled a what's that white boy? Who shot him? Who shot him going to jail? Blur should know. Who's the white dude who just shot somebody in the movie? And they shut the movie down.
Oh.
The Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, there you go. All right, man, we're going to get out of here, man. We're going to get out of here tonight. Good having back. Good having all you back. Good getting back in the show. It's been a month. It's been good. We get warmed up. We're going to burn through the winter. It's time to stay in the house, so it's time to get these jokes ready and get these good conversations going. That's all I got for the night. DJ Cesar, you got anything?
Good evening.
Jack, you got anything?
No, have a good night.
Blur, what you got?
Make sure y'all check out the NBA tomorrow, man. See, I don't think no one cares about it, but they little mid-season tournament. Every Friday and Thursday game or Friday and Tuesday game throughout the month of November, that's their seeding game. So check it out, man. Maybe we talk about it next week, see what y'all think about the mid-season tournament for the NBA. And no Rudolph.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I tried to talk NBA, but you was gone. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. That's a good point. That Rudolph shit's crazy. New York, floor is yours, bro.
Look, glad to have the show back. Definitely glad to have the show back. Definitely, if you're driving at night, please wear glasses. Don't be like me. Get the anti-glare on them. Go to America's Best. I mean, use your insurance. Get them, you need them. Other than that, I mean, don't listen to Blair. Support the Rudolphs. If you go Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you don't care about anything about life, y'all. I mean, you willing to take risks, y'all. I mean, you gonna make some big money one day. Other than that, I mean, shout out to Flavor Flav. I think they need to definitely invite more rappers to go sing the national anthem. I'm supporting that. Y'all, I mean, other than that, good show. See y'all next week.
We got you.